Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, longtime 14-plus year member of our Brain Trust, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2012. That's the new one out now for 2011 activity. Barbara, what are some other things that we need to know about, we need to pay attention to coming up? How do we plan? How do we do any tax planning for this year? What should we do?
You're so right. In 2 weeks, we have to pay our second installment of estimated tax for 2012. And how do we know what that tax is going to be when Congress hasn't finalized the rules for
this? So they could come back. They could come back later this year, reset the rules, and we will have either overpaid or underpaid.
Yep. And then we're going to have to make adjustments going forward. I would assume. Although they think
we have plenty of time to do all this, right?
Right. Well, this is, we just sit around and wait for them to do this. Mm-hmm. We don't really do anything else.
It's amazing, isn't it?
So yeah, it's just like I said, unprecedented in my experience that this has been allowed to go on. So
we got we got another estimated tax payment coming up, the second one, and what else? We got until September to file. If we file an extension, we got until September to file
corporate return.
I'm sorry, corporate until October.
And the partnership LLC
right,
return.
LLCs, and then we got till October to file the personal returns. If we want to go ahead and get it done now, we can. If we file an extension and we're not ready to do our report, file our return. But we have the ability now to pay that we didn't have April 15th. Should we go ahead and pay, or should we wait until?
No. You should pay as soon as possible, because right now we're in the position of accruing interest on the amounts that haven't been paid that should have been paid. So the sooner you can pay what you owe, the less.
So go ahead and how do you actually do that? So you filed your extension, you didn't have the money to pay, or you just didn't pay what you thought you owed for last year, the extra you owed for last year. So do you just send them some money? I mean, do you just try to come up with what you think it is, $3,000, $5,000, whatever, and mail it to them? I mean, I'm always worried that you know, they lose things up there, Barbara, all the time.
Well, you can't, if you're working with a tax professional, as most small business owners do, your CPA is going to figure that out for you. There's calculations. It's not a big deal. If you fall short, they're going to just send your bill for it. So it's not the worst thing that's ever happened. And the good news
is the interest rate's not that high right now, right?
I was just going to say we're in a very low interest rate climate, so the penalty is really not
It's cheaper, probably cheaper than a credit card, right?
Oh, by miles.
Yeah.
By miles. You know, they do allow you to pay your taxes by credit card, but the two reasons why I don't think it's such a great idea. First of all, the processors, there are three approved IRS processors, charge you a convenience fee,
which you and I can't charge our customers, by the way.
No, we can't charge
you. You and I can't charge a convenience fee, but the IRS can. Yeah.
Well, the IRS doesn't charge it. They allow these processors to charge it. And then, of course, if you don't pay your credit card balance entirely, you're going to be paying over 20% in most cases. So that's crazy.
So basically you're saying, you know, you should have filed an extension if you didn't do your return. Or if you did your return and you didn't send your money in, they're going to send you a bill. It's not going to be the first notice is not going to be hateful. It's just going to say, hey, we think you owe us this money, right?
That is exactly right. And, of course, send as much as you think that you owe. That will minimize or eliminate any interest and penalties.
It's what about retirement? Quickly, I've got about 45 seconds. Anything at this point in time is too late to start or fund an IRA for this year? for 2011.
Too late for an IRA, but if you're just doing your return now and you find your business is profitable, it's not too late to set up and fund a SEP plan for 2011.
You can still set it up and fund it.
You can still do that, but if you have employees, you're going to have to put money in on their behalf.
Yeah.
So you figure out the cost to you, all of which is tax deductible.
Mm-hmm. Right. Barbara, thank you
I think that's a really important thing to do because small business owners think that their retirement is going to be, that their business is going to be their retirement savings.
More times than not, it isn't.
That's right.
Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Pleasure.
BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. Check it out. The book is J.K. Lasher, Small Business Taxes. She'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.